Hello, everyone, and welcome. I want to start by expressing how amazing it feels to have the opportunity to moderate the last panel on the main stage at FOSDEM. Thank you so much to all of the volunteers and the organizers who have made this incredible weekend happen. I just want to express that I've seen so much passion, innovativeness, and creativity from the open source community that we are all a part of, and really appreciate it. For those who don't know me, I'm Dan Brown from Linux Foundation Energy. I've spent the last 10 years supporting open source communities, and what keeps me going is the knowledge that open source is not just a software methodology, it's not just a community even, it's a philosophy, and one that is having a massive impact on the world for good. And that's what we're here to talk about today. I'm privileged to be on stage with some truly intelligent, passionate, generous, hardworking, creative people, and I hope that we inspire you to join us in a new initiative that we believe will help improve the lives of people all around the world. So, to give a little bit of background, it might seem obvious, but without energy and electricity, there wouldn't actually be any technology. So none of us would have jobs in tech, and open source wouldn't exist without stable, accessible energy systems. But as much as energy has benefited the world, it's also had unintended consequences. We're all aware of the challenges and dangers posed by climate change. And if we do not change the way that we produce and use energy, then the future is bleak. So we've come here to ask you to help us prevent that worst case outcome. The panel is going to give you an overview of some of the challenges that we've identified that we feel the open source community can help address for the benefit of people all over the world. To set the stage, the current state of power systems is not very different than it was 100 years ago. And that's a problem. It's inefficient, it's centralized, it's top-down, proprietary for the most part. These are all things that the open source community can recognize as far from ideal. So we're going to present a proposal to you that can help us change that, not only for those of us in the developed world, but for individuals, millions of whom, even in 2004, don't even have access to electricity. So with that, I'm going to introduce our esteemed panel, who are going to tell you more about our idea and our proposal to expand on the work that is already being done at Linux Foundation Energy and other open source initiatives to decarbonize electric systems. We want this to be interactive, so I'm only going to ask one or two questions to each panelist, and then encourage you all to jump in and ask us questions and also give us your suggestions on how we can build on this proposal. So I will start by introducing, from nearest to me to furthest, Chris Shee, who is head of open source strategy at FutureWay. Chris really is kind of the godfather of this initiative. It's his brainchild, and so we are very thankful to him for bringing this group together. Next is Hillary Carter, Senior VP of Research at the Linux Foundation, who actually did some research reports that she's going to speak about during the panel that really inspired this initiative. Next to Hillary is Vivian Barnier, CEO of the InAccess Foundation, which is a nonprofit dedicated to bringing electricity to parts of the world that do not currently have it. Next is Carl Yang, CEO of DegSent Energy Technology. Carl has gotten involved to bring us an open hardware perspective because a lot of our initial discussions were so software focused, and we realized that there needs to be a hardware component in order to make this successful. And finally, last but not least, is Tony Shannon, the head of digital services at the Office of the CIO of the Government of Ireland. Tony has been instrumental in advising us on how we can better engage with the public sector. And how policy can help influence these topics going forward. So with that, I'm going to turn to the panel, and we're going to start with Chris. Chris, you're the one who came up with this idea, as I just mentioned, for an initiative around open renewable energy systems, or OREs, as we're calling it for short. Can you just give us some idea of what OREs is and how it came about?
Sure. I just shared earlier today about the history and the motivation of ORES. 1 year ago, exactly this month, now I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, in California. 1 year ago, at this time, we had an atmospheric river event. And that flooded the streets and also the cyclones. My house, the roof was ripped off by the cyclones. And I was lucky enough, I only spent $1,000 to fix it. My coworker probably spent about $200,000 because they live in a hilly area and they have like maybe 30 meter tall trees that fall down and crush the wall of the house. And today, as we speak right now in California, there are also strong atmospheric river events right now. So at the time, I was thinking, gee, you know, this thing is happening. And what we can do, individually myself, ourselves. So I'm coming from an ICT background. So I was thinking, you know, what we can do from take the expertise and methodology and thought process from ICT perspective. And I think there is a lot of synergy in the energy sector. So take that over to energy, and I see a lot of opportunities there. There's a huge gap in terms of open source and energy. So that's why I was very excited that we joined Linus Foundation Energy, the open source energy. And one of the things what we were thinking about was that we had to really think kind of somewhat backward. As I mentioned, right now we have a centralized electrical system. And everybody is so is benefiting from that, which is you just plug it in to receive energy, receive electricity, and you can plug in many different kind of devices. Now we come to a time we need to rethink how we consume and how we produce electricity energy. The idea we had in mind was that why cannot we make it easier to produce energy and to become energy independence? And that's the foundational motivation of ORES, Open Renewable Energy System. What we're looking to do, I won't say the result, what we envision in the future will be that everyone will have the opportunity to go to a Costco to buy an ORES compliance device. Right now you go to Costco, Walmart, you can buy a device so easy, right? You buy a laptop, you buy a microwave, you just use it. Why not the same thing for production of energy? So that is the foundation of this ORES project. That's the motivation. Eventually we're thinking to have that device, ORES compliant device, where you can buy easily and plug it in at your house. Then you can create your own energy. Eventually the goal is to have individual energy independence. And that's what we're doing. And the way we want to do it is through open source. And we have done this thing in telecommunication space, and we move that kind of thought process and the methodology over to the energy space through building an open source API and a standard that allows manufacturers to freely adopt those standards and build an ecosystem of manufacturers, vendors of those ORES compliance devices, and to reach to the masses. So this is a grassroots effort. And we're here, fortunate to be here, to invite everyone to join us in this new energy independence movement. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. So I'm going to turn to Hillary next. Hillary, I want you to talk a little bit about the part that research played in the development of this initiative. And I know there are two specific reports that you want to touch on. And just so you know, behind you, we've got the microgrids report up.
Thank you so much, Dan. Hi, everybody. It's a pleasure to be back at FOSDEM to highlight the role that research has played in the establishment of open renewable energy systems, community building. It was more than a year ago, about a year and a half ago, that Chris approached Linux Foundation Research, which is one of the departments that I lead, to test the hypothesis that there was indeed a viable, valid role for open source to create better, cheaper, faster solutions in the microgrid space, a nascent space, so that we could have widespread solutions that enable both clean energy generation and increase access to energy solutions in remote areas and areas that have been impacted by natural disaster. And so what we did was create a qualitative study and interviewed 17 subject matter experts across the energy ecosystem, including people from academia and industry, to pressure test this idea. Was this a good idea? What were the opportunities for the microgrid space leveraging open source? How could we take a nascent space and make it mainstream so that